easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Honestly, just what a gorgeous day today. I just heard that weather forecast. The sun is beaming down. We're outside at Grand Sierra Resort. Hi, it's your good buddy, John Potter. This is a huge Western Skies RV. I don't know what to call this, blockbuster sale something. I was talking to the sales manager here. There's a glut. It's kind of a long story. It has something to do with COVID and everything like that. But there's a huge glut of RVs, and they're all here, it seems. So we're kind of frantic. We're setting up the table and everything like that. You know, it's always like that when we start these remote broadcasts. It's awkward. I don't know where to put my banana peel. There's no trash can, but wait, maybe the RVs have them. come by because the gates have just opened for this wonderful Western Skies RV event with everything. So Phil is running the show in Carson City. Hey, Phil.
There's so many buttons and switches.
any traffic things we have to mention since we're live on the radio?
We have a couple, actually. We have an injury
good.
Collision.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say good, but it's good to have the information. What you got?
We have an injury collision southbound 580 at Mill. Fortunately, it's a weekend, so traffic's not that heavy. Also, southbound 580 at Glendale, there's an injury collision that they're in the final stages of cleaning up from.
Phil, have you ever wondered how many vampires have been run over by people who back up just using their mirror?
Oh, good. Now, think that about, would explain a lot of thumps
think
I've
about
heard
that.
Over the years.
Exactly. We're here at Grand Sierra Resort. I just walked in and I had my coffee cup filled up and I was talking to them. The building is right next to us here. We're in the parking lot on the side, I guess the eastern side of things. And the guy, well, you know, I get recognized now and then, you know, he recognizes me at the coffee shop. He says, "Oh, John Potter, are you here for Diva's Day Out?" And I said, "Diva's Day Out. Okay, like, I know kind of what that is, but I guess you could take this two ways. I'm thinking, what was he saying? I'm here because I'm a diva, and this is my day out to the Grand Sierra Resort? What are people thinking about me? Man, don't give me that look. Craig is here. Craig, I'm not a diva, am I?
Oh, not too bad. You could be worse.
But he also told me that, I see, you know, I always say, how's business? He said this place was mobbed the past 2 weeks because of spring break. And I said, spring break? People come to Reno for spring break? Are you serious? And then we had that story, you know this, Phil, we had that story in our newscast about how the airport was warning people that 16,000 people were coming through Reno for spring break. And does that surprise anybody else but me?
It surprised now, me, but they're just coming through Reno on their way to Tahoe.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I was just stunned to hear that Reno was a destination for spring break. And yeah, I get that. Okay. But yeah, things are busy over there. Have you ever been to spring break? I have not.
I have not either.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I didn't picture you as the spring break guy.
Well, I would,
you know,
be.
And that's a.
But every
That's
time I
compliment.
Go to the beach, they push me back in the water saying, save it, save it.
No, it's like, geez, spring break and summer break, I worked for my dad. You know, I delivered copying machines. And folks, is it just me that I feel it's kind of a, maybe it's my age, but I see everybody partying and having a great time in Mexico and Florida and stuff. It just strikes me just a little bit selfish. I have this weird thing about it, a weird reaction to it. I'm glad they're having a great time and everything, but then you watch the news and see how much help
people need and stuff. And, well, anyway, maybe that's a very unpopular opinion. Anyway, folks, it's been a long week. This radio host says it's time to let your hair out and speak out. We can still take calls, can't we, Phil?
Absolutely we can. No sweat.
All right, 775-884-9910. You can say whatever you want. And let's have a little fun with this, okay? Humor is always nice, and, you know, some people try that. Often they're very successful. But if you want to express a point of view, proclaim your faith, propose marriage, I really don't care. Promote your yard sale, use this. Use me! We've got tens of thousands of people listening, so why don't you talk to them? 884-9910. Let it all out, baby. So about RVs. Very popular now, you know, during COVID, a lot of people bought them like crazy because hotels, half of the hotels that I went to during COVID were half closed. The valet parking was closed. The restaurants were closed. The pool was closed. So that's when a lot of people bought RVs. And then COVID ended, and the manufacturers were cranking out as many as they could during COVID, and now that's why they're telling me that there's a big glut in RVs. And I'm a big proponent, too, of when you're on vacation or when you're retired, in this country, don't go to the countries that boo us like Canada. There's so much in this country to see. Get an RV and explore this world's greatest country of ours. I can go through so many great USA trips that I have done. I have this bad habit, too, of when I stop and stay in a city, I fall in love with it. I'm the kind of weird guy who loves places
like Buffalo, New York, and Detroit, Michigan. Every city has something to love, and so many attributes. Such good people, so many wonderful sights and tourist attractions and restaurants and everything you could ever want. And the change of scenery without going too far from where you live, it's a wonderful thing. And you know what? RVs are a real money saver. Have you looked at the cost of hotels lately? What is happening? This is awkward because I'm in a hotel parking lot here. I'm not talking about this place. Well, no, I'm not. But yeah, look at the resort fees. What the heck? You know, Vegas resort fees, are they past, what, $60 a night just for the resort fee? I can remember, oh, here I go, showing off how old I am. You know how Motel 6 got its name? Because when the place opened, it honestly, swear to God, was $6 a night. I was a night manager at a Motel 6. Oh, my God, I could tell you stories. But anyway, how did we go from that? And then we had the Hotel 11s, and it went up and up. And then I remember Motel 6 was $9 a night, and then it kept climbing. And now there are some Motel 6s out there that charge over $100 a night. Seriously. And with an RV, you're saving that much money every time you take it out. And they got them big. They got them small here. And so it's you're going to fall in love with one of these. Well, I did myself. It's this Coachman thing with a Ford motor in it. See how much I know about RVs. I don't know anything else than that. But the price tag is 1/3 of the list price. You can look it up, and it's 1/3. And I'll bet you there are some of these units here that are 1/4 the cost. So this is a once-a-year event. It's huge. It's so big that we have manufacturer representatives coming here from all across the country. I think last year I spoke to some of them they come from their plants in Indiana and such to come to Reno because, well, they look forward to it. So they're going to be fun to talk to a little bit later on. So we're also talking about the news here. We had a lot of things going on. You know, Phil and I, when we change shifts in the middays, we talk back and forth about, you know, the news and what's going on. And
I just wish
we
had you wouldn't have me refer to you as Your Highness.
Like I said, Diva's Day out. That's why. Okay, so, okay, here's one story we did. This is from yesterday. Sebastian in Carson City from the Nevada legislature. It's a bill to strengthen laws against bullies in schools. It's been okayed by committee. It's Assembly Bill 48. It allows the district to reassign a student who violates bullying and discrimination rules to another school if the parent agrees. And if the victim is reassigned too, they won't go to the same school. And supporters say it'll bring on a safer setting for students in school. Now, I'm going to shock you here. Can I say this? Folks, bullies are not a bad thing. Bullies are necessary. If I didn't have my bully, I would not have learned to fight back as a child. You know, if I grew up in these days, I would learn to run away from my bully and I would tell on my bully. Standing up to bullies is essential in life. You fight back against bullies. You know, sometimes you get beat up, and most of the time, actually, you get beat up. But the point is, when you stand up for yourself and you don't run, that's when you become a true adult. And here we have one more thing that suddenly becomes the total responsibility of the schools. Okay, I'm going to take a break right now. Then we're going to talk RV fun. Okay? And if you want to call and say something about anything, 884-9910 is the number. And Phil will put you right through to us, broadcasting live at the Grand Sierra Resort. You just drive by the highway and you see probably hundreds of RVs and trailers and motorized units all in this huge parking lot at the side that is right by Walmart here by the Grand Sierra Resort. I'm here till noon. All of us are here till noon, but the sale goes on all day. So stop by, and we're taking a break right now on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. It's about 9:18.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
That's absolutely right. And yes, we are talking about the news. We had a busy news week. I'm John Potter in the parking lot of the Grand Sierra Resort. What side is this? North. This is... I'm way off. I thought this was East parking lot. I have no direction whatsoever. I'm one of those.
We're right off of Glendale.
We're off of Glendale. What would I do without you, my man? I'd be at Walmart right now looking for this place. We're here on the north side of the Grand Sierra Resort for the huge Western Skies RV event here, and I was not kidding about 1/3 and 1/4 the price on these. Well, you can look up their prices on the internet and see what they're selling them for. Right here, I notice a lot of 2024 brand new models. So you know there's a big incentive to sell them, and this is really the best time to buy. What can I say? All right, talking about news. Yes. Another bill, talking, Nevada legislature here. And Phil, I'm going to ask your opinion after I read this. And we have this story yesterday. There's a bill in the Nevada legislature to bring commuter rail service to Washoe County. I only mention it because it moved ahead. It moved out of committee. So it's a serious contender here. It would create a working group to study a new rail project in Washoe and Clark counties and find funding for it. The goal, of course, to reduce traffic tie-ups. Thinking of you, 395 North Valleys and 80 toward USA Parkway. It would do that, absolutely, and reduce air pollution. What's your first reaction to that?
I am...
775-80... What do you think, Phil?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me. But no, everybody go ahead and call in 775-884-9910 on your thoughts. I personally am dubious. I've ridden Amtrak from Reno to Sacramento, Davis, actually, several times. Not in the past couple of years, but if they can get the California Zephyr to the train station in Reno within 8 hours of being on time, they call it a victory. I'm dubious
it's
about
what
them
they call,
being able to do it here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what they call light rail, where it's not like the big trains. Salt Lake City has one. And it's super efficient and everything, and I love it. But my point is, can you folks think of one regional rail system in the country that you can point to and say, wow, this is a success? You know, all I can think of is maybe New York City, but we're nowhere near that size where it's essential. I lived in Boston, and the T commuter rail there was a bloated, slow, huge money pit. Salt Lake City has a great system, and I really enjoy using it when I visit, but it's not that full. And I don't know if it makes any money, and folks, we're just not that big. And so I think money pit. I think I would go there. Look at this train project they're thinking about from California to Las Vegas. It doesn't even start in Los Angeles. It starts, like, what, 20 miles away from Los Angeles? Who would... Get me to this place 20 miles away, and then I can be on the train. It's just, and I'm a train person. I love trains. I really do. Postal workers across the country took part in a day of action Thursday to sound the alarm about President Trump's potential plans to privatize the public service, the mail service. There were more than 100 people at the Reno rally at the post office on Vassar Street. Among the phrases chanted at the rally, U.S. mail not for sale. White House officials acknowledged last month that there have been talks about ways to make the postal service more efficient, but no executive orders have yet been announced.
So listen, let me get this straight. They're not putting their stamp of approval on it.
I was going to say, I would have signed a petition they mailed out, but it was delivered to the wrong address. Okay. And what do you folks think about that Thacker Pass mining project? It's supposed to eventually be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, lithium mine in the United States. It's located like 60 miles north of Winnemucca. I think I wrote the story about it on Monday on the Midday Newscast. It was about a big residential project in or near Winnemucca to house the future workers. I don't know about that mine anymore, because I was very gung-ho about it, because I love Winnemucca, and I thought it would be a great boost to one of the towns I live in the state, and think of the money it could bring into the state. And I bought stock in the company. My plumber gave me that stock tip. Yes, my plumber told me to buy Lithium America. His inside word.
Crazy. And, well, I may be gullible, but he was very convincing. I mean, he sounded really on the inside. And I lost quite a bit of money on it. It hasn't done that well. I bought it at $11, and I sold it at $2. Stop laughing, Craig. So indirectly, that plumber visit ended up costing me over $1,000. Lithium America, I just checked it today, it's now $3. And the reason why, now that, dummy me finally does some research. So anyway, that's one of my issues. Here's something wonderful that happened, probably the greatest thing all week for us in the USA. Our long-gone astronauts safely arrived home. I think that was underplayed. I don't think the media really gave us the sense of what this amazing thing was and the strength and the faith of the astronauts that came back here. What was it, on Wednesday, I think? The splashdown of that SpaceX capsule, aboard it, three astronauts and a cosmonaut of the one. And we've been following most closely, of course, here in the station, Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore, I think it is. They were up there in space 286 days. It was supposed to be 8 days, their stay in space, 286 it turned out, which puts them at fifth longest in one space flight for any American. The longest per time a person's been in space is 437 days, and that was done by some Russian
But here's the deal. That guy did his 437 days when he was 56 years old. And Mrs. Williams and Mr. Wilmore are older, and their age is relevant. You know, she's 59 years old. He's 62 years old. And their accidental adventure up there kind of ends up being potentially useful. From a scientific research standpoint, we've had humans who have been up in space in marginal gravity for a long time, and we studied them. But they've all been people kind of like, you know, the older Russian, or the younger Russian, I'm sorry. Mr. Wilmore and Mrs. Williams, though, are no doubt very physically robust. And they exercised 2 hours every day there on the space station. But there are natural processes of age, and these two are well advanced in those. So I imagine the doctors are going to be looking extra special in their ears and bonking them on the knee and monitoring very closely how their bodies have done. But these two people have made me more interested and excited about the American space program than anything in a long time. I came up in the heady days of Apollo when dynamic, staggering, stunning, adventurous, and miraculous things were happening when we had the right stuff. And then I spent, you know, my adult years witnessing the space shuttle and a space station, both of which, with respect, were not like grand adventures. But these two folks, you know, fate put them in this unique situation, and they responded to it with good cheer and with faith and with big smiles on their face. And they reminded us that, you know, sometimes there's a bit of adversity. Sometimes things don't go the way we want. Mr. Wilmore, he's got like two daughters. The youngest, it's her senior year of high school, and he thus far has missed everything that has happened in her senior year. Fortunately, he's back in time for graduation. Mrs. Williams, she's got family. She's missing them. At any rate, my point is that they could have been belly achers. They could have been bitchers. They could have been complaining. They could have been hangdog. But they chose to be upbeat. They chose to be confident. They chose to be positive, and they chose to have faith. They chose to show a bit of resilience and that can-do, thumbs-up American spirit. And I'll be honest with you, it worked on me. I feel like, heck yeah, these are great folks, and I'm proud of them. I'm wrapping up. I know. And I'm proud that they got the flag of our country on the shoulder of their uniform. Oh, thank you much. All right, we're going to break for Fox News. Hey, Derek's here. Hey, Derek.
Hey, John.
All right, Derek Lee's here. We're going to be talking, well, health, of course. Great topic. We're here at the great RV, Western Skies RV event in the parking lot of the Grand Sierra Resort, east side of GSR North. I would be the worst taxi driver. I would get so lost. This is the north side parking lot, the one that's facing Walmart here. Come on by and see us. I'm here till noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, about 9:32.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Broadcasting live from Grand Sierra Resort. Here we are, set up with a big table, and I'm John Potter, here until noon. This is all live and local on the north side of Grand Sierra Resort, and I'm in the middle, or actually in front of, it seems like hundreds of RVs. Derek, did you count them all?
There's a lot. There's hundreds.
Hundreds. You don't have an RV yourself. I don't have an RV myself. But I'm thinking of it, and I mentioned it to my wife, and she made a face.
I'm sure.
But it makes sense to me because we can't take our cats anywhere. Nobody wants our cats. Not one motel will take cats. They're terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
it happens.
So that's why I'm kind of looking right here, because it would save me a lot of money from how much hotels cost now. Anyway, 10 big days to save. This is going on right now. Free admission, free parking. I'd love to meet you. Okay, you got the camera set up.
Yeah.
And we're doing a two-shot, as they call it.
Two-shot.
This is your new YouTube series.
That's it.
And you can see it. I looked at it myself. I saw what you did with the last Saturday show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the deal. I thought the, and folks, you can look at these up at YouTube under Brain Health Formulas.
Yep.
It's really easy to find. So anyway, it was a two-shot. We were in the studio. It was two-shot. What you do is you take my face and you zoom in and you fill up the whole screen with my face. And so when I'm loading it and watching it on the YouTube, I'm thinking, who is that ugly ape?
Oh, John.
No, I didn't shave that day, and I didn't think a two-shot you don't really notice. But zoomed up, I look like a bum off the street.
So, it's okay, John.
I don't know why I'm telling folks this, because they're going to go and look at it, and I don't really... I mean, I guess I got to get a makeup person for these things.
It's a realistic approach.
It's realistic. That's too realistic. All right, so... You have a new product. This, Eddie, you're super excited about this one. It has an odd name.
Yep.
It's called Reluctant Messenger.
Yeah, pretty fascinating,
I can't imagine what this does with that name.
It's pretty fascinating. So the whole thing was generated out of a dream.
Oh, wow.
And so I actually had a dream that I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he asked me a question about, is there any way to improve our communication? Is there any way to improve that intuitive knowingness?
Yeah.
And so what I did was, based on that question in this dream, I started explaining to him how Mint actually can generate more clear communication. And I paid attention. I woke up right after this dream happened and thought, oh my gosh, that's it. That's the key. Mint. So I was aware of Mint before, because Mint's in a couple other products we have. And but what I hadn't ever paired together was durian fruit and mint. Because to me, that doesn't
work. I don't think anybody has paired durian fruit and mint, you bad man.
That's craziness, I know. So what I started looking at was when we actually, because durian fruit in Asia is known as the king of fruits, because it has multiple different types of sulfur compounds in it, which gives it this pungent odor. But also, and because it can do that, it also has a tremendous amount of enzymes in it. So when I look at it from an enzyme perspective, and mint, and it's all the polyphenol perspective, it can actually repair the entire intestinal tract. It can actually repair the stomach lining. It can repair the esophagus. It can repair the throat. And it can even repair the lungs based on polyphenols and enzyme production. So this is what generated this formula. And my friend of mine in the dream was he's a singer-songwriter based out of Virginia. And so so it was relevant to the dream, and I went and put it together the next day. And it's transformed kind of the way I look at things, to be honest with you. And it's really fascinating.
I've never heard anybody really put such a tribute so much to mint. And I know people who consider it a scourge in their yard, and they try to get rid of it. But you saw something much more worthy in this.
Yeah, mint has the power to be able to reduce heartburn. Mint can reduce the, I think, I don't know, it's considered an autoimmune disorder, but GERD, GERD. And mint has the ability to reduce GERD. Mint has the ability to actually... to do so many things that, you know, Western medicine doesn't have any answers for, especially when it comes to the esophagus and throat. Uh-huh. And so when we pair durian fruit with that, it changes the entire aspect. And so, you know, the reluctant messenger, the reason that name came about.
I was going to ask, what's the reluctant part?
We as humans, we, even though we have intuition, we have our thought process, we might have natural instincts in a particular situation, but we don't necessarily always communicate what we know. And so this empowers the reluctant messenger within all of us to be able to speak our mind based on the gut.
Oh my gosh, you are deep.
Pretty fascinating, huh?
That is. Okay, so it's got durian, it's got mint. What else does reluctant messenger have?
It has Shizandra. Shizandra is known for traditional Chinese medicine.
I think
medicine.
I know her. No, what is it?
It's a
Chinese thing, right?
It's a fruit from traditional Chinese medicine, 5,000 years of history.
That enables the consciousness to transform information to the brain specifically. So it's kind of an all-in-one. It's a fruit, but also, by the way, it's a berry. And so we use astragalus that engages the genetics, that engages the repair mechanism of our telomeres. And we also use hyaluronic acid, which improves the fluid dynamics. And, of course, our proprietary amino acid complex.
You have a YouTube sale. It's buy three of, I guess, anything and get the fourth for free. How does that work?
Just buy three products, and in the notes section, just type in which the fourth product you'd like for free. And we that's all done on the shipping end.
You have the smartest website. I mean, everything, every time I buy something on the internet, you go through this, put the code in process, and half the time it doesn't work. Oh, my God, Chewy.com, get your act together. but the website automatically gives you the fourth one for free. What, the fourth least expensive? Does it do that?
We just average it.
Okay.
So,
or you could buy four of one product.
You could.
Yeah. And it would take, why do you call it the YouTube sale?
That's just relevant to, it's not necessarily specific to YouTube. It's more specific to the day.
Okay.
And the celebration of all our listeners to listen to this radio show.
Brain health, I'm told. I was told this week by somebody, never heard this. Brain health, maybe you did say this. Brain health, I'm told, depends on heart health. Does that come first?
No.
The heart health?
No.
Oh, they were wrong.
The heart is an effect with the health of the brain.
Okay.
Everything within the body is an effect of how our brain is functioning. So if there's anything that's going wrong in the body, the brain is going to experience that first, because the brain generates signals to every aspect of the body. So if there's something not working properly in the body, arguably, it has to happen in the brain first.
God, I learned so much from you. This is great. Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. The YouTube sale is you buy three, get the fourth for free. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee. We're going to have Derek for one more segment here in the parking lot of Grand Sierra Resort. And we're facing, look at this thing. It's called Survival Series. This is like something that was on the A-Team, it looks like.
That's right.
I mean, these are new things. You know, when you think RV, and I think this is why my wife gave me a face when I talked about getting an RV, because, listen, we're old, and when we think RV, we think of how they were in the 1960s,
right.
The rattly Winnebago, and it's nothing like that right now. It's amazing what they come out with every year. They're all high-tech. They do things more than my house does. Pretty amazing stuff, folks, and it's a massive sale going on. You'll find prices one-third or one-fourth of what the list price that you can find on the internet is. There's a glut, let's be honest. So come by and see us, but I think you really ought to see the RVs. That's the main attraction here. We're going to take a break and be right back. One more segment with Derek. And you can call in, too. Phil will put you on hold and put on with us. And you have a question for Derek, that's good, too. 884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:48.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, John Potter, live and local, here at Grand Sierra Resort for the big Western RV event, Western Skies, I should say, with 10 big days to save, but this is the, we're kicking it off here, Grand Sierra parking lot until 6. I'm here until noon. Come by and say hi. Derek's here with brainhealthformulas.com. I'm so glad I have your product with all the stuff I had to do this week. Oh, my Lord. I had to go see the tax guy.
How fun?
no, he's a really great guy. But the driving around town that I did and the red lights that I fought all the way, that's a whole nother thing. They're out to get me, folks. Okay, so your new product, Reluctant Messenger, is it on the website for sale now?
It is. We got it loaded up last night. It's on there. It's available. It also reduces stress for some reason. That's one thing I've noticed this week when I've been playing with it, experimenting with it, trying to understand and analyze what it actually does from a practical place, is it definitely reduces a tremendous amount of stress. It enables me to be able to communicate more thoroughly without putting much thought or mental effort into it, which makes things a lot easier. So that's kind of nice.
That's awesome, man. I never knew this, but it's out on the news today. Folks, you can see the stories on Google News. As aging bodies decline, the brain loses the ability to cleanse itself of waste. It's a scenario that scientists think could be contributing to neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Brain waste? Is this right?
I can understand that from a logical and practical place.
Okay.
It's also why we put hyaluronic acid in so many of our newer formulas, because that has to do with fluid dynamics. Because without proper fluid generation, the cerebral spinal fluid, because the fluid that's in our sits in our spinal column, as we sleep, that fluid goes from our spinal column and goes and cleanses our brain from all the waste.
Cleanses.
And so it kind of scrubs the brain.
Oh my God!
From all the waste, all the antioxidants, all those properties, and then it removes it and takes it back into the spinal column, and then it leaches out through the lymphatic system.
I feel like I'm in a sci-fi movie. That's unbelievable.
There's a lot of truth, a lot of sci-fi stuff. It's just more of, if you can filter through the truth from the fiction, then there's a lot of information there. So based on that, what you just read, there's a lot of validity to it, and it's a lot of where we come from is the fluid dynamics is what keeps our brain and our bodies healthy. Without proper fluids, and it's not just water, we have to generate the fluids, and hyaluronic acid is a key component in all of that.
Besides the amino acids and the herbs and whatever, is there such a thing as brain food?
Brain food is going to be healthy fats. Our brains are composed of 90% cholesterol. And so in order to associate and assimilate the brain material, we need a lot of fat to the brain. We also need carbohydrates. We also need protein. And so there's going to be a continual balance, but the way that gets associated and put together has to do with enzyme production. Enzymes actually layer the fatty acids, which is the structure of the brain itself.
So I read these articles, and okay, you mentioned protein. I see that mentioned a lot, but I also hear about certain diets. I hear for brain health, I hear about the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
And you're nodding your head. Is that for sure? Is that a thing?
A lot of fat in Mediterranean diets. A lot of fish, a lot of olive oil. And so there you get, we're dealing with a lot of fat. Fat is arguably a more complex protein. So it can be used, it's a lot easier to utilize as energy source. And it's a lot easier to burn stored fat if we consume more fat, healthy fats.
And there's an article out today that says strawberries are brain food. What they come up with, and it's more than one source is saying this. I mean, some of these university medical websites are talking strawberries today. I think they're going to go through the whole gamut by the end of the century, right?
It's funding.
All different foods.
It's funding season.
It's funding season. Oh, my God.
They're going to generate all the research documents they can to promote generation of research funds.
I've never heard that take.
That's what it is.
Oh my gosh, you are a genius. You are exposing the truth. I don't have an exact clock, so you're going to count me down, my friend? Oh, 2 minutes. Okay.
Lots of time.
All right. We got lots of help here. You got 2 minutes.
Okay.
So give it to us, folks. Derek Lee, your sales pitch here. 2 minutes.
Reluctant Messenger enables us to speak more clearly, enables us to communicate our intuition.
This is a new product.
Yeah, the new product enables us to arguably be able to repair the intestinal tract. I mean, as chronic. colitis, any colon issues, this is the formula for you.
That does do it all type of.
It is, especially when it comes to the intestinal tract and also heartburn. I believe this product can really be able to compensate for heartburn and be able to repair the esophagus and the throat. And when those things are functioning properly, the structural integrity of those organs themselves can arguably, is that the reason we end up with heartburn is because those organs are faulty in the first place.
All right. Well, I'm all set for the next 2 hours here because I took my Shilajit today. That's an energy. I feel energy from Shilajit.
That's great.
I don't know what it is.
It provides oxygen. Enables the lungs to function more efficiently. Transports oxygen. There you go.
And find it, folks, at brainhealthformulas.com today. Buy 3 products. Get the 4th for free. And the website does that automatically when you get to the buying page there. Brainhealthformulas.com.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We're going to bring a doctor, right?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks, we're going to bring a doctor with us.
We're going to bring a doctor on the air with us.
Yep.
Super cool. I learned so much from you, my friend. Folks, come on by and see us. Grand Sierra Resort, the north parking lot. And we're going to be talking RV specials coming up 99.1 FM.